Today is the Feast of the Ascension. The epistle for this evening's Mass is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore who were come together asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and even to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them for their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. But they going forth preached everywhere, the Lord working with all, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, in the early 20th century, Joyce Kilmer began what would be a short but brilliant career in writing. This New Jersey native was a prolific poet, and he was especially well known for his works describing the beauty of nature. But Joyce Kilmer was, more importantly, a devout and a dedicated Catholic. Although he had been raised an Episcopalian, Kilmer converted to the Catholic faith in his mid-20s. But his life and his brilliant writing career would be cut short. In 1914, World War I broke out, and Joyce Kilmer headed overseas to the bloody fields of France with the Fighting 69th, an infantry regiment. And while Kilmer was in France, he sent a letter back home to a certain priest that he knew. As Father opened the letter from Kilmer, he guessed that the letter would contain a request for prayers, prayers that his life would be spared and that he might get back safely to his wife and children. But no, that was not it. How edified the priest was when he read what Kilmer actually wrote. Pray for me, my dear Father, he wrote, that I may love God more, that I may live my life in the state of grace and follow his plans for me. This is the greatest wish that I have. to love God more, to live my life in the state of grace, to follow his plans for me. My dear friends, what an important lesson we can learn from this humble and simple prayer request. A request to grow each day in the love for God and to become more united to his holy will. Do you know what Joyce Kilmer wrote actually reminds me of the apostles on Ascension Thursday. As we know, 40 days after his resurrection, our Lord brought the apostles and many of his disciples to the top of Mount Olivet. St. Paul recorded that there were more than 5,000 present for this last event in the life of our Lord. With his followers gathered around, Christ gave them his final instructions. He promised to send the Holy Ghost to give them light to know what he had taught them and the strength to carry out their difficult mission of spreading the gospel. And as our Lord finished these last words to the apostles, he ascended into heaven. As he ascended, the apostles looked up into the sky, wondering when they would see our Lord again. They were sad to be separated from him. Suddenly, two angels stood there with them, and they said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven?" Now, my dear friends, although the Acts of the Apostles doesn't tell us what the apostles replied, we can say that they were looking up to our Lord. They wanted to be with him again. And in a sense, our whole life on earth should be a continual looking up to heaven, wondering when we will see our Lord and be happy with him forever in heaven. But up until that time when we are united with Christ, prayer, in a certain sense, unites us to our Lord now. And it is through prayer that we will be able to save our souls and will indeed be united with him for all eternity. In his book titled The Great Means of Salvation, St. Alphonsus Liguori speaks of the necessity of prayer for salvation. He tells us first that God does not command the impossible. That is, he doesn't require us to do anything that we can't accomplish with the help of his grace. But God does ask us to do things that are difficult. Avoiding temptation or the occasions of sin can take a lot of effort. Patiently bearing the crosses of our state of life is hard. Acting against our fallen human nature, which is so inclined to self-will and to pride, this can be a struggle. But our Lord promised to give us help, the help that we need to overcome these obstacles. We just have to ask for this help, to ask for his grace. And this asking is done through prayer. And so St. Alphonsus continues, God admonishes us to pray to him to give us the grace requisite to enable us to fulfill what is otherwise beyond our strength. God wants us to pray. He wants us to ask him for help. And so to save our souls, we must frequently raise our eyes to heaven by our prayers. Heaven and our Lord must be our focus, just as it was the focus of the apostles on that first Ascension Thursday and the focus of Joyce Kilmer. Like Joyce Kilmer, we should pray that we will love God more perfectly, that we will devote our lives to his service and obey his laws, so that one day we can join him in heaven. Prayer is the answer to all our troubles. Are you overwhelmed by temptation? Pray. Is it hard patiently and diligently to do your duties? Pray. Are you frustrated or annoyed with difficult people, perhaps family members, friends, or those that you work with? The answer again is to pray. Our Lord promises to help us, if only we will turn to him in prayer. And through the help of God's grace, we will have peace and happiness. And so let us turn to God in prayer, especially at these three times. First, in the morning, to offer the day to God and to beg his help with the difficult tasks that we might have that day and in conquering the temptations of the day. And second, it is most important that we turn to prayer in time of temptation. When you are tempted, implore God to give you the strength to keep your soul from the stain of sin. And finally, at night, pray to God to thank God for the blessings he has given you that day, to ask his forgiveness for any sins or faults you may have committed, and for help to do better the next day. My dear friends, when our Lord ascended into heaven, he was going to prepare a place for us, a place where we would be happy for all eternity. But while we remain here on earth, there is still work for us to do. There are temptations to avoid, there are virtues to practice, and we have souls that, with the help of God, we must save. Let us then ask God each and every day through our prayers for this help that we so desperately need. And as the month of May, the month of Our Lady, comes to a close, let us never forget to ask his Blessed Mother for her assistance and prayers. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.